The gap should not be between what you earn and what you owe. The gap should be between what you earn and what you spend. You see the difference? Well, where do people in our society live? They live in the debt gap between what they earn and what they owe, instead of living in the savings gap between what they earn and what they spend. You're spending way more than you earn. You should be spending way less than you earn. That's called saving. Ever heard of that? It's a really good thing. And it's a biblical principle to save. You say, well, I don't have enough to save. Everybody has enough to save. It's a matter of choices that you make. It's a principle. Proverbs 21 tells us about it. Proverbs, well, actually, it's all through Proverbs. I'm not going to start reading those. We'll never find an end to it. Third way, plan. In other words, could we say that evil word of all evil words? Budget. Plan. Actually think about what you have and what you need and how you're going to allocate what you have toward what you need and leave a gap so that you've saved in the process. Listen to Proverbs 27:23, know well the condition of your flocks, pay attention to your herds, for riches are not forever. In other words, take a look at what you've got, assess the situation, do some planning. I mean, that's so basic. That's very important. And I think as we move ahead in this society, these are the kind of things that we're going to have to take a look at. Hard work, careful saving, thoughtful planning. By wisdom, Proverbs 24:3, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. You got to know what you're doing. And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The Lord doesn't mind you having the pleasant things. The Lord's not trying to withhold the riches. They're all there if you plan carefully. And then there's one more way that you can acquire money, and that's by giving. You say, wait a minute, that's how you get rid of it. No, that's how you acquire it. Why? Jesus said, give, Luke 6:38, and what will happen? It shall be given unto you. That's right. That's a divine promise that when you give, you will also receive. Listen to Proverbs 11:24. There's one who scatters and yet increases all the more. There's one who withholds what is justly due and yet it results only in want. The generous man will be prosperous. I will promise you that is a fact, and it's just a fact apart from divine intervention. I'll show you that if you'll